84 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Tennessee's Republican Senate Speaker Randy McNally is punishing Democratic Senator Charlene Oliver for her protest during the vote on new congressional districts. In the final moments of the special session to redraw the maps, Oliver stood on top of her desk in the Senate chamber with a banner that read, "No Jim Crow 2.0. She also sang Lift Every Voice and Sing to protest what she calls an attempt to, quote, silence black voters in Memphis by rigging Tennessee's congressional map. McNally has now removed Oliver from the Government Operations Committee, which meets over the summer, and replaced her with Nashville Democrat Jeff Yarbrough. The Tennessean reports Oliver won't receive pay until the legislature resumes in January and won't be allowed to use state funds to attend out-of-state political conferences. McNally also reassigned Oliver to the State and Local Government Committee. Other Democratic senators who protested during the vote were sent letters of reprimand, but McNally says in a letter that Oliver's conduct in particular violated rules of decorum. Oliver refutes that characterization. On social media, she said instead that her actions were a, quote, direct response to a majority party that has systemically stripped black communities of fair representation. Well, 1 week after the failed execution attempt of Tony Carruthers, advocates for Tennessee death row inmate Gary Wayne Sutton have joined the call for the state to delay executions for the rest of the year. WUOT's Jackie Sieber has more.
Around 30 people gathered at the Blount County Courthouse in support of Gary Wayne Sutton, who was convicted of the murder of two people in 1992. He is scheduled to be executed December 3rd. Supporters who maintain his innocence want executions in the state to be halted until the lethal injection protocol is reviewed. Carol Weaver is a friend.
We don't want Gary to be tortured. We don't want anybody else to be tortured. But December the 3rd is coming really fast. And we just want him to put a stay for the rest of them because they just can't seem to get it right.
Officials with the state's Department of Corrections say Carruthers' failed execution was due to medical personnel unable to establish an IV line. Attorneys of Carruthers say he was in visible pain during the hour-long procedure. Governor Bill Lee granted Carruthers a one-year reprieve. Jackie Sieber, WUOT News.
Financial pressures are forcing more people to surrender their pets, and as a result, animal shelters across Middle Tennessee have reached full capacity. Animal rescue centers say they do not want to turn anyone away, but they're overwhelmed. The rescue in Gallatin is in urgent need for volunteers to help with the shelter. Others are offering supplies to adopt and waiving fees for spaying and neutering. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.